I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. North Korea is one of the most repressive governments in the world. This week, hundreds of people gathered in the United States Capitol to protest the regime. Speaking from the rally, Open Doors' Carl Mueller says North Korea is openly attacking Christians, who may number about 200,000.
The government of North Korea has become quite adept at infiltrating house church cells of Christians. They're specifically having agents masquerade as secret believers and infiltrating these house church networks to expose the leadership.
Mueller says thousands have turned to Christ while living with house churches in China. Elsewhere, an explosion that killed several villagers and destroyed nearly 500 homes in Nagaland, India, has become the chance for the gospel to come alive. A nearby Gospel for Asia church opened their doors to the survivors, whose futures seemed uncertain since most were already low-paid daily laborers. Many are seeking refuge at the church, where believers are serving them meals every day. Pray that this service in their time of need will help them see God's provision and mercy. And though it started May 1st, Christians from around the world are praying for 10 days that God would move in their hearts. It'll culminate in a global day of prayer on May 11th this year. Johnny and Friends' Daniel Markham says their ministry is doing something a little bit different.
We're taking the global day of prayer prayer points that they provide, and we sort of put our imprint on those that address the 650 million people around the world affected by disability.
According to Markham, put together, the disabled would be the third largest nation in the world. The hope is the prayer effort would mobilize many to have an impact on those who are living with disabilities. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.